The average price of gasoline in the Philadelphia area has topped $4 a gallon for the first time in 4 years, according to AAA. This as the war with Iran continues to keep the Strait of Hormuz largely closed to ship traffic. At the Sunoco station at 6th and Girard in Philadelphia, a gallon of regular cost $4.79 on Thursday. Branzine Butts had only $6 for gas, which got her 1.2 gallons.
I only get 1 gallon. That's too much. And I'm on a budget. I don't understand what's going on in America.
Stanford University economics professor Neil Mahoney says he predicts those prices will continue to rise, but even if the strait opens up, they will remain high due to the rocket and feather effect.
Gas prices spike quickly like a rocket and float down slowly like a feather. We project that gas prices will stay elevated for a while, even if the strait opens up.
Mahoney says he calculated that the war with Iran will cost the average American family an extra $850 this year. New Jersey's Department of Environmental Protection is looking for air pollution hotspots in Camden and two other cities. The department is using a van equipped with air monitors to drive past homes, schools, and industrial facilities in Camden. The goal is to measure levels of pollutants that can exacerbate respiratory issues and cause cancer. Jeff Cantor works in the DEP's Bureau of Air Monitoring.
It will give us a picture, a detailed picture that we don't know of what these pollutants are actually doing at the local level.
The state plans to conduct 3 more rounds of monitoring over the next 2 years and publish the data periodically to its website. 50 degrees and misty right now in Philadelphia. The air should start to warm as we get into the afternoon and some sun starts to peak out. Actually, still expecting a high around 73 degrees today.